Good afternoon. This is Carrie Boyens. I'm here with registered dietitian Amber Boyens of IMU Nutrition.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's
again.
Always nice to have you in the studio.
It's always good to be here.
You always come just full of information.
Thank you. I try.
I know you do. Well, don't keep us in suspense. What's on your mind today?
Yeah. So I thought we'd do something light and fun.
Light today. And fun is so good.
It is good, especially coming off of the fair. Everybody's looking at maybe recovering a little bit from that long fair weekend and the treats that we all enjoyed and the experiences that we all had, which is great. And now we are rolling into football season.
Yeah.
You and I are on a fantasy team against each other.
We are.
Opposition.
I know. Our
teams.
Sidebar, yes. Our teams are playing this coming weekend.
Which is very exciting.
It is exciting because I believe we're both 1-0.
We are.
Yeah.
So someone's going to lose.
Well, that is generally the way it works.
So as everybody rolls into football season here, both high school football and college football and professional football, and just everything else that happens in the fall with gatherings and getting close to all of our family gatherings that we do for this long holiday season and Halloween, just all the things that are coming up that surround food, this is a big time of year for food. So I thought we could talk a little bit about all of our kind of nourishing fall foods, or some of our nourishing fall foods, and ways people can incorporate them in maybe some fun and unique ways. Because yeah. I know some of them aren't everybody's favorite to eat. So I thought maybe we could talk about better ways to put them in.
Sounds good.
Yeah. I thought I'd start with a nice, comfortable, safe food. Apples. Who doesn't love apples?
Can't get better than that. Right. That's a nice start.
Yes. And this is a good time of year. People are still going to apple orchards. Some people have apple trees that are still producing apples. You can certainly just eat them, right? They're a nice, simple thing to incorporate. Or just slice them and put a little bit of cinnamon on them can make them a little bit more exciting. But some of the things people forget about are things like baking apples with a little bit of butter and brown sugar or pure maple syrup can be a phenomenal dessert. Yeah. You can even do it in the crock pot. It's a nice, cozy. I know this week is supposed to be warmer.
Yes.
But fall in general, we look for those kind of cozy foods. And baked apples, I mean, put some walnuts or pecans on there and really just make it a nutritionally complete dessert or snack.
Yeah. And they're so pretty.
They are beautiful.
I have to interrupt and say, shout out to your mom. The last time I had a delicious baked apple, it was at your mother's house, and she does not play. It
she
was
doesn't.
So good.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't eat them at my house. They're not going to be as good. But they are. They're beautiful. And you can put a little scoop of ice cream on the side. That's a great way to eat ice cream, is to put fresh fruit, pure maple syrup, nuts, all of those nourishing things with it, and just make it nutritionally complete. Or even homemade applesauce. And one of the things people don't think of with homemade applesauce, which is so simple, you can just throw apples, like slice them up and toss them in the crock pot and just let it cook. But you could add some veggies in there, like beets, and make it even more nourishing. And it really just still tastes like apples. Yeah. And that's a great way to incorporate a little bit more nutrition, a little bit more fiber, a little bit more of those phytonutrients, that color that we talk about all the time.
Yeah.
You can even toss them on a salad or put them in muffins.
Yeah.
So put them in muffins with parsnips or some of our other root vegetables, and you can make a really tasty muffin that has a little more nutrition than some of our just standard muffins that we make out of a bag.
Gotcha.
So apples, great one to incorporate.
Yeah.
Maybe a little less safe. We're going to go next.
Okay.
A lot of people don't like it, but I'm going to give you some ideas on ways that maybe they will. So butternut squash.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I love butternut squash.
Same. No argument from this side of the room.
Yes. Not always the warm reception I get when I recommend it.
Okay.
But what if we threw it into mac and cheese? So butternut squash mac and cheese is a phenomenal way to incorporate butternut squash. But you still have cheese. You still have your noodles. You still have all of that great stuff. But you're getting all that benefit of the hidden veggie that's in there.
Yeah.
You can even hide it in a smoothie. Have you ever made a butternut squash smoothie before?
I have not. Now, I am all about the smoothies, but yes. I have not really thought about incorporating squash. I'm not scared of it. I just hadn't really thought about it.
So one of the things I did with soldiers when I was up at Camp Ripley with them a few weeks ago was we made a butternut squash dessert smoothie.
Oh, my.
So it's butternut squash. It's cinnamon. It's Greek yogurt. I put a little frozen mango and frozen pineapple in there.
Sweet, yeah.
And really, you just taste the pineapple, the mango, the yogurt, the maple syrup, and the butternut squash is just giving you nutrition and fiber and a little bit of healthy fat.
How was that received?
Very well.
Good for you.
Yes. That's
well done.
Thank you. It's an exciting one. I tell people about the free website, itsaveggworldafterall.com. It's a dietitian named Lizzie. She was an intern of mine at the VA.
Okay.
And she has a recipe on there for a phenomenal dessert butternut squash smoothie.
Repeat that website again.
Yeah. It's aveggworldafterall.com. Like, great. It's a small world after all.
But for
vegetables.
I follow you. That's great. Yeah. No, that's a great title.
And then alongside that is pumpkin.
Okay.
Pumpkin is another great one that we're all about to start carving them and putting them out as decoration, but right. We can eat them too.
Yes.
In ways that are more nourishing than just simply pie. You can make pumpkin pie chia pudding.
Yeah.
You can make pumpkin soups, which are so good, especially if we add in carrots or apples or any of those kinds of things. Really great creamy soups. And you can even put them into brownies.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So brownies are a great way to sneak pumpkin, sweet potato, butternut squash, black beans, avocado, beets. All sorts of stuff can get hidden in a brownie, and it still just tastes like chocolate.
Right.
Right? So that's another one. How about eggplant? Are you an eggplant fan?
I am. I am. Sometimes I find it has a bit of a bitter flavor.
It does.
And I think when you prepare it the right way and mm-hmm. you actually spend the time with it in terms of the preparation, that bitterness is reduced somewhat, but I don't always hit the mark. But I do try because I think there's a benefit to eggplant.
So much benefit. Yeah. And that really rich color that
yes.
we get, especially from the skin of eggplant, we don't get a lot of those blue, purple, and black foods.
Right.
So finding good ones that we can incorporate in, and my favorite way to do it is pizza bites. You just roast those thin slices of eggplant for a little while, and then add pizza sauce,
yeah.
cheese, pepperoni, sausage, whatever you want to put on it. You've yeah. got these wonderful little pizza bites that are loaded with nutrition from that eggplant. You can also dice it up, toss it into stir fries. You can roast it, make chips out of it if you slice it really thin.
Yeah.
So many great ways to incorporate eggplant.
That's a great idea. And when you talk about the little slices that could become little mini pizzas, I
yeah.
think, you know, yes, you can make those maybe for kids who are still
yes.
developing palates. So kind of maybe more on the simple side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also make more of an adult version with different flavors and
yes, goat cheese
yes.
and fresh basil and all
pears,
sorts of stuff.
Yeah, prosciutto, things like that. Where yeah, you can make it as fancy as you like.
You can.
So that's
a nice wonderful
idea.
Thing about food too, isn't
right.
it? Is we can make things really simple or we can make them really fancy, and you don't have to have fancy complex flavors every time you eat. But it's so fun to experiment
yeah.
with that kind of stuff. Right now I've got a little log of goat cheese that has cranberry and cinnamon in it
mm-hmm.
that I haven't opened yet, but I'm very excited for those fall flavors. And you mentioned pears. Pears are another great one. Right there with apples, you can simply bake them,
yeah.
Roast them with root vegetables, put them in a soup with root vegetables like parsnips or potatoes or anything like that, and they add this really beautiful sweetness into soup. And then I just wanted to bring up tomatoes real quick because so many people have so many tomatoes.
Let's hear it for tomatoes.
Left over.
Yes, I know. There's a lot of people in their gardens saying, would you like some?
Exactly.
I'm getting buried.
Yes, I know. And, you know, sometimes we get sick of just the salsas and the sauces
right.
and the things that we make. But you could do something very simple. If you've got the little cherry tomatoes or grape tomatoes that you've grown, make little skewers on a toothpick with fresh basil, fresh mozzarella, and a little bit of balsamic.
Yeah.
Phenomenal little snack and a little treat. People love them. You can also put them in warm salads with whole grains like farro or quinoa.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorites is quinoa, avocado, tomatoes, and feta. And then the dressing on there is like an olive oil, lime juice kind of dressing. So things like that are a great way to incorporate tomatoes in a little bit more exciting way than our standard thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a nice idea. And there's such a juicy bite.
Yes.
And you're also getting the benefits of the skin. It's
all of it.
I love cherry tomatoes.
Yes. Fiber, lycopene, all sorts of benefits that we get from those tomatoes. And then, you know, we've got other stuff. We've got those leftover peppers. You can stuff them. You can put them with steak and cauliflower rice. You can swap some noodles out if you've got a summer squash, like a spaghetti squash growing in your garden. And if you've got some radishes, which are good all year, as we roll into nacho season, you can make radish nachos. You can make radish chips to have with dip. You can even do roasted radishes. Have you ever roasted radishes before?
I have not.
They come out like potatoes.
Oh, wow.
They're so good. We roasted them just last week, and everyone in the family ate them.
Wow.
So that's another way to sneak in a familiar food that a lot of people don't particularly love in a way that it removes that bite that a lot of people don't like from radish. So a few things to try.
Interesting. That is not short on ideas. And yeah, those are nice creative ways to tackle some of those run-of-the-mill vegetables that we see and like, what to do now.
Exactly.
So you brought it again, Amber.
Well, thank you very much.
New ideas.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Anything else to add on this one?
I think that's it. If anybody wants to get in touch with me, you can find me online at imunutrition.com, I-M-U Nutrition, or on Facebook, or call here to the station. You guys always know where to find me.
We do.
Awesome.
We do. Well, we love it when you come by. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Carrie.
All right. Have a good week.
You too.